Pastor Willie Robinson, come and share the word of God with us, brother.
Hallelujah. Praise God. In full bloom. Amen. Well, everybody, we are here, so let's do something with it. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Now, everybody in the loop concerning Ramel, we know she went home. Garner, she went to be with the Lord, and her funeral is Monday. Now, I didn't have all the information, but I know it's Monday at, what's the name of it? Family Funeral Care on Summer, right at Mending Hall. And what time is it, Patricia? 1 and 2. Okay. So if you are able to make it out tomorrow, make the visitation or the funeral. I think Mike James will be preaching, officiating. I don't know, will he preach? He might just take some testimonies. I don't know. Haven't talked with him. But if you're able to make it, so you conduct yourself accordingly to that. Let's have a word of prayer and let us get started. Hallelujah. Father God, we just give honor to you and your word. We give honor to the Holy Spirit who does the opening of ears and the anointing of hearts and minds to receive. We thank you that as we confess the word today, acknowledge that the word is working on our behalf. I thank you that every person have ears to hear, hearts to receive. Not only that, Father God, that they will do what the word say to do. And not be deceived by my. Is that me? Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wait a minute here, Lisa. That might be my antenna. Let me pull them up. how's that? Is that better? At least you, let me see. I don't know, Lisa. Okay. All right. We good. Let me see where I stopped off last week talking to you guys. Looking like I left my part of my old notes. I'm glad I kept my new ones. We was talking about pride last week. I'm not on. Okay. Off and on. Let's see, Lisa. How about if I do it like this and let it just all hang out? Huh? Let me see. All right. We can go side shit. Yeah. Okay. We was talking about pride and selfishness last week, and I started off telling you guys where we had been in ministry, talking about the word of God concerning what God had imparted in us. We talked about, you know, the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts. We talked about the Holy Spirit, and we also talked about salvation. We talked about repentance, baptism. We talked about some beginning things, and as we began to move further at the first of the year, which we will say another step into discipleship, it's concerning our conduct. See, we can go so far with God as children, but when we're growing up, God expects us to do better. So by inspecting us to do better, then we must do better. See? So we got over last week talking about selfishness, and we talked about how pride came about. We talked about everybody's born selfish. Everybody. Didn't nobody miss it. But what we want to do is we want to find out how we can get away from that and advance in God. We can't operate and act like the world act in advance in the things that God has called us to do. So by doing so, we have to practice what God has put in us. And we practice it on each other. We practice it at home. And since we know that pride is the fella which selfishness come from, and we know pride happens to be a big ticket where believers are. And we want to do away with pride as far as operating. Now, how many know that when you got born again, those things didn't die by themselves? You know, when you got born again, you had to clean yourself up. And that God put a new spirit in you, and that's all. You see, you was born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God. So the word is an incorruptible seed, so our spirits are just like God, just like God. So God has put in us himself so we can communicate with him by looking on the inside. You don't have to look up anymore when you pray, unless you just want to. You can just look inside, because that's where God is. We went through all those scriptures saying that the kingdom will be in you. And if the kingdom is in you, then you know where to go. Go inside and do your talking. Now, God expected us to pull away and grow up spiritually. So by stepping over to some of the things that would cause us to grow, I believe that we will advance. We'll move up. We'll get away from some things. Now, who remember the antidote for selfishness, self-centeredness? That was the last thing I gave you all last week. I gave you the antidote. Say it again, Patricia. That was part of it, Patricia. But God-centered was the first. We want to become not self-centered, but God-centered. And if we want to become God-centered, we become word-centered. And the word tells us what Patricia said, you have to treat your neighbor as you treat yourself. You see, that was the gauge you go by. You're not going to be ugly to yourself, so you're not going to be ugly to your neighbor. You got a gauge to go. But you want to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And you want to, when you begin to love God like he told you to love him, and you begin to operate like you know what you're doing, you got the devil beat. You got the devil beat. We want to operate just like God told us to operate. And God never told us to do something we couldn't do. So we got over into that, and we found out that was the antidote for self-centeredness, to be God-centered. And if you want to be God-centered, you must. It's of a most necessity that you bring yourself among the Christian people. Don't try to do it by yourself, because you can't win. Don't try to do it by yourself. Stay around Christian people. Stay away from the world. The Bible tells us to. It tells us to come in and not be among those, but come away from among those and be ye separate, says the Lord. You know, he had a good reason for telling us that, you know that. You know, he wants you to separate yourself. He had a good reason, because he know if you hang out with the wrong bunch, eventually they'll pull you over. They'll pull you over to doing what they're doing, because the way to destruction is wide. You see, it's a wide way, so it's easy to be pulled over to it. So in going through this, I found out, and I mentioned this too last week, I said to you guys, I said, this is more so in line with the renewing of the mind. I mentioned that last week when I was talking about it. So today, let's start right there. Let's open our Bibles. Lisa, let's go with Philippians 4, chapter 6, verse. How you doing, Chad? Amen. So glad to have our guests back this Sunday. You guys must have heard me last week when I said I was going to take y'all to Piccadilly. It must have heard me. Yeah, I have to honor my word. Philippians 4 and 6, Lisa, that's where we'll start today. And we'll title this one. I'm going to try to do two if I can. I'm going to title this one, The Renewing of the Mind. And then we're going to try to go on how to meditate. because everything that we talked about comes right under the same heading, and they'll bring us together. They'll bring us together in, so we can advance some of us much, some of us a little, but some of us a 30-fold. I'm putting it at the 30-fold. Get them all up to the 100-fold, you see. I'm going to teach you how to put in the sickle. Hey, I said, put in the sickle. You want your crop? Put the sickle in, and then you can reap it. But it depends on you. You know, you put it in the way you want to. Everything, you know, you have a part to do with it. You know, some people think God is in control. They say that all the time. You know, God is in control. But we, as believers, we know that God worked through men and women. God sought for a man to stand in the gap. He was trying to save people. Ain't found none. Golly, that's bad, ain't it? He was looking for a man, see? It's the same way today. God is seeking for people who will make themselves available and stand in the gap. And God can use you. He'll work through you to get his job done. Well, how many know the devil used people too? He won't show up. He don't want you to see his ugly face. He just sends some of his folk who will listen to him. And they'll go and do his work for him. And they'll think they're working for God because he'll fool them. He's a deceiver of the brethren, see? He don't love the brethren, you know. He don't never tell you to fear not. You know, he tell you to get full of fear and follow me. But God always said fear not because God walking in love and faith, you see? So, well, we want to realize, you know, we got an enemy out there. And he's out there, and we intend to recognize him and keep him defeated. Now, Philippians 4 and 6. He's saying here in this scripture, let's read it together. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Next. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, through Christ Jesus. Next one, Lisa. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, I told you a minute ago, God never tell you to do something you can't do. Now, Paul here, by the Spirit of God, gives us some things to think on. You see, he said, think like this. This must be the way God thinks. He said, think like this right here. So if you think like this, you remember this, that we have nine fruit of the Spirit in us. And the nine fruit of the Spirit must manifest out of us in order for us to be successful. So he's saying, if you change your old thinking the way he said think, and he said, a peace of God. See, love, joy, peace. He said, a peace of God. See, it's already in you. But if you want to work that peace, he said, you have to think like this. And the peace of God will manifest, begin to manifest. Now, he's telling us two things, isn't he? He's really telling us how to think and how to get the fruit of peace working in our life. We all looking for peace. Don't nobody want turmoil. Because, you see, when you're dealing with turmoil, you open the door to all kinds of sicknesses and diseases because it's of the devil. See, you're over in the wrong area when you're dealing with that. So he's telling us one way to think, and this one way that he's telling us is the way that God, the Spirit of God, is leading him now to tell his church in Philippi how to think. So as they begin to think like this, the development begins to take place. You see, now, people are depressed all over. You know, what's this? Stressed out. People stressed out and depressed. Now, you know how come that is, don't you? They're not thinking on these things. See, they're thinking over what the world think, you know. Where the next check coming from, you know. Baby need a new pair of shoes, you know. Car gonna need gas for the week out, you know. They're not thinking like this. But he's telling us that if we want that peace of God, we have to think like this. So that means that Peter called it cares, you know. He called it the cares of the world. You know, you did. And he said, roll all that over on the Lord. The Lord is asking all of us to get rid of a certain way of thinking and come over to this way of thinking. You see, and he said, when you come over this way of thinking, here's your results. Now, it takes practice. That's why I told you a minute ago, you can't practice this with the world system. If you're hanging out with the wrong folks, you think you can practice this? No. How come you can't practice this? They talking about the game. They talking about what's at the movie. They talking about everything but what God told you to think about. It's nothing wrong with those things in moderation, but what happened is they dwell on it, you see. Well, you know, you want a nightclub, you know, we might have another halftime show. Ask my son, I said, how you like that halftime show? He went at home. I had to watch the game by myself, the Super Bowl. He said, it was all right. I said, that means you watched it, didn't you, boy? Yes, sir. So I heard the Christians were talking about that halftime show, you know. I heard they were saying that to be on TV, you know, they was talking about. So they went X-rated. I said, well, I didn't. I asked my wife to look at it, you know. I'm not looking at no mess. So I had to look at it by myself. But now the Bible is so plain on this, what we're talking about. You can't hang out with that bunch and get the results that we're after. Well, see, it's late in the day, and we know it's late. We know it's time that the Spirit of God to come back. We know it's close. But how much more should we be busy? That's what Jesus told the bunch when he showed up. He said, you know the times. He said, you know all these times. He said, you study these times out. They knew it was time for Jesus to come, but they wasn't accepting it. A friend of mine told me, he said, I don't care what happened, man. He said, and he was a preacher too. He said, yeah, whatever take place, he said, I want to live. He said, if anything ever happened, and they said about taking loose the wires and unplugging stuff, tell them I said I want to live. I was thinking about that, you know, I'm going, well, now, you're a Christian. You know heaven is much better. But he wants it out, you know, all over the world that I want to live the last ounce of time. I don't want to miss nothing. I want to just stay here. I mean, what the world has to offer. See, we on a mission, aren't we? We in this place to fulfill the call that's on our lives, to walk in the fullness of what God called us to walk in and go home. See, we want it, because otherwise, you know, we could have all got born again and went on to heaven if God didn't have something for us to do. But God has something for all of us to do, and that's what I've been preaching for the year now or more, that find and locate yourself, and once you locate yourself, you know what God wants you to do, and say, here's what God got me, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it till he come back, or till I get tired of it, and when I get tired of it, I'm going to say it just like Charles Capp said, I'm going home Sunday. It's perfectly well. I'm going home Sunday, so, and they went told Happy Carl, well, I want you to preach my funeral, Happy, I'm going home Sunday. He says, told all the family. His daughter said he went on to bed Saturday night and left him sometime Sunday morning, went on to heaven. See? But he let them all know before he left because I guess he figured he fulfilled what God called him to do. But see, we ought to be like-minded. He said, Lord, I want to fulfill what you called me to do, and I know you ain't called me to cut the grass, so I'm not going to put that on the agenda. I'm going to cut it, but it's not on the agenda. But you see, I want you to take me on to the place you want me to be, and when I get through with that, I'll say, I'm ready to come on home. I'm ready. And there's nothing wrong with that. Whether you're the 120 that he put us out here to be, or whether you 90, you see, but I got my job done. Who all know? No, that's what Paul said, didn't he? He said, yeah, he said, I'm ready to be offered up. He said, I know I've done what God called me to do, but it's just better I stay here and teach you guys some more. Just make this decision. I'll teach you guys some more of the stuff I know. You see? And then when he went to jail, he says, I know I'm going to be offered up. He said, I'm ready. So he died. He died a Christian life, one of the high honor Christian life, a martyr's life. Let him chop his head off. He just didn't say, but I just go this way. And the other way, you know, he could have sat in that cell in that room and went on to heaven. He chose to go that way. The way he did. So it's the same thing with you and me. It's bad that we're where we are now and we're not doing what God called us to do. That's bad. And each Christian is supposed to tell himself it's bad. If you're worrying and you're under stress, you have to tell yourself, preacher, you're right. I'm not thinking about these things. I've been concerned about my kids. my grandkids. I've been concerned about my bills. I've been concerned about all these things that God told me not to be concerned about. You know, he told us over in Matthew 6 chapter, take no thought saying these things that you were. No, he said, don't even take the thought. He said, my God, he got his eyes on the sparrow. He said, he know when one of them fall from the sky, you know he got you. He already got you. But you know, because we don't believe that, you might say you do, but it's like this. To say you do and don't follow up, just like I said when I prayed, by being a doer of the word, you just got head knowledge. That's it. I know it's the truth, but I won't follow through with it. You see what I mean? I know it's the truth, but I just won't follow through with it. And you know how come you don't follow through with it? You don't want to. That's why you don't follow through with it. You don't want to. Lisa, Isaiah 1:19. Hallelujah. Now let's read it together. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now you see what he's telling us. He's saying now, there's a whole lot of people obedient. You know what I'm saying to you? Whole lot of people obedient. Go over there and wash that car. Yes, sir. Go over there and clean that bathroom. Yes, sir. And you're in there washing the car, out there washing the car, saying all the time, I don't know why they give me this car. Why is that griping to himself? See, now he's obedient to you, but he's doing what? He griping. That means he's not willing. You see what I'm saying? God wants you to be both ways. When he said, do it, he wants to see you out there with a smile on your face. Lord, I sure thank you. You opened this door for me. I think I'm going to do my best because I know you're watching me. See, you're willing and obedient. But if you're just doing things because you want to be seen by others, or you're doing things to satisfy the person that sent you, you're being obedient, all right, but you're not willing to. So many of us Christians that way today. You know, If you know, I would come to church, but you know, I don't have nothing to wear. Well, what that got to do with you coming to church? Yeah, well, I wore that last Sunday. Wear it every day. You go to work and wear the same thing every day. You don't ever think what the boss gonna say. You just waiting on your paycheck. But God got a bigger check. You see, being willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land, and that's what we're after. We want to eat the good of the land while we're here. We will, cause you hit it catchy is that, you know, you all the time got that mentality that you deceiving the person that sent you, but you're not aware of it anymore. You're doing things out of obedience, but you didn't want to do those things. See, so it's an adjustment need to take place. You need to just get before the Lord. And now, Lord, I've been doing a whole lot of things I didn't want to do. You know, I didn't want to do them things. I'm going to be first in line because my wife always gives me assignments. I'm saying while I'm driving, now why would she send me over here? I'm just sitting there griping to myself. I might as well knock it off. I'm going. But the thing is, you want to get rid of that. You want to say, now, no, I want to be willing and obedient, not only to my neighbor, but I want to be that way to God first. You see, I want to be willing and obedient. When I set myself to come to prayer, I'm going to tell the Lord, Lord, right now I'm setting myself to be willing and obedient. Because if I ask my body, do it want to go pray? It already telling me no before I got here. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm just willing and I'm being obedient. The body, you got to shut up and listen to me. Because I know what the scripture says, that you are against me. That Romans 7 chapter tell us all that, don't it? Paul was talking about all that. He said something in there trying to pull me back. He realized that the flesh is going to give you a fight every step of the way. And what did I tell you guys the flesh was? Anything that's contradictive to the word is the flesh. Whether it's in your thought life, whether it's in your body, wherever it is, it's the flesh. The flesh, Romans, what's that, 8? Who knows the scripture over in Romans 8 chapter, the 16th verse? Is that somebody said, mm-hmm. Let's see. That's not it. I don't have it in my notes either. The Spirit of Himself bears witness to our spirit that we are children of God. That's not it. But go 14 maybe. 8:14. Back it up a little bit. This might be it, and might be one that for men is led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Go ahead one more time. Up to 15. Well, you don't have received. No, that's not it. It's in that area right there, but I didn't read it, so it's not in my notes. I can't remember the exact number. But to walk by the flesh is death. And if you to live in the Spirit is life and peace. That's actually what those scriptures are saying that I was searching for. But 6, 13. We didn't miss it. Funny, we missed that. You backed it up. Hey, at least went back to 1, so I'll make sure you get it started at 1. Now, that, all this would be flesh versus spirit, this whole 8th chapter anyway, you see, and telling us all the time where sin and death lies in the destruction of sin and death in us, you see, but to walk after one and live after one, it will surely bring death to you if you allow it to come to pass after the flesh anyway. Wherever the flesh, part of the flesh that you're living in, because he explained all of that in the 7th chapter of Romans when he said, who will deliver me from this body of sin? Because he was dogging, he realized that if I'm going to walk in the spirit, I got a battle on my hand. I got a battle in the flesh. On down the road further, what he said, he said, I buffet the flesh. He said, it's continually going. You'll never get rid of it. That's what he was saying. It's going to, hey, boy, so you got to, hey. He had renewed his mind. He had trained his flesh, and it still was giving him trouble. See? Because that flesh will tell you some things, you know, right off the bat. You'll obey him, you know. You're finna get up, you know, and study your Bible, and the flesh tell you, lay on back down. You ain't got enough. That you go right back. Yeah, you think about it twice. Though it's cold too. She was coming back. I'm gonna pray while I lay here. Next thing you know, you calling the puppies again. But that's the way it works. That's the way it works. So you see, you can be led by just like in a blink. You see, and you jump over there and say, man, I know what an been is doing that. An hour went by, my prayer time gone, and I'm late for work. All of it at one time. Because you got led up behind the flesh, you see. You got led after that. That's not what we want. We want to begin to do a training session ourselves, see. Locating the opposite move against the spirit and not obeying it on purpose. See, and you can't do that on purpose unless we're coming together. Boy, I hope y'all see my vision. I want us to have something at church every night. That's why I want it. So I want it every night. I want Aaron, the doors open. I mean, you know, Chad will be preaching Monday. You know, Hal will be preaching Tuesday. Christine will be Wednesday. Glove will be Thursday. Somebody that Thursday morning, Thursday night. It's always something going on. So if I'm at home right now and I'm down, I'm finna go to church. I know somebody there. I'm finna go have church. And I mean, class is going on, you know. You can just go get what you want. Boy, y'all missing this finance class. Y'all missing it. You know, we going back through some things. And I mean, you study picking up as you go. The scriptures, just like they say they are, light cometh. It's continually coming. You continually see little nuggets that you let slip away. You see things that you ought to go back and do again. You ought to say, you know, I'm doing all right. You know, I'm out of debt. I don't owe nobody any money. You know, but I'm a little slow for you. I still should be budgeting. So if the Lord want me to do something, I got it set right here. I got so much over here for this. I don't have to spend that. I can budget that. I can ask the Lord, now, Lord, what you have me to do? What you want me to do now? Go over there and get that. You say that, give that to so-and-so person. I got something else for you. And you see, take that over there. Now take that other piece over there and give it to Hal. He know where to put it. I already told him. See, he going to make you a big chunk off of it. You just go, that's the way the Lord works. See, you do one thing he tell you to do. He tell you another thing. You go do that over there. See, God intended for everybody to prosper off of it. He didn't just one person to get it, hold it. They call that hoarding. See, God's plan is giving it to be given back to you. See, you making it work. See, you out there and say, well, now, Lord, whatever you have me to do, I like working with you. You sure, brother, how to make it keep coming. Your harvest will continue to run. And like, hey, I said, all you need to do is know how to put the sickle in. When you put the sickle in, come on by my house. I'll help you put it up. Well, your storehouse might be too small. But that's what God wants us to do. See, that's his plan for us. That's my plan for this church. My plan is that we continue to hear what the preacher word is saying, and we continue to act on it. And as we begin to act upon what God is telling us to do, we will continue to pull back the crop off of it. In obedience to his word. And you can say, no, I can't get enough. Because every time I get this amount of here, I ask the Lord, Lord, tell me to do this, do that. You see, and you have that testimony at all times. At all times. I told y'all about Jesse Duplantis. He said, boy, I couldn't believe him when he told me he had a 1 year of television money in the bank. He said, I already got that put in for next year. He said, well, he stopped. He said, you, he said, yeah, again. He said, he stopped again. He said, you mean, he said, yeah, but Jesse said, he couldn't believe that. He said, all I did was ask the Lord. He said, the Lord said, Jesse, what would you have me do? Because Jesse always giving, see. What you have me do for you, Jesse? Jesse said, well, I want to have 1 year's TV time put in the bank so I can have it put up already. The Lord said, well, okay, nothing to that, Jesse. I'll do that for you. To put it right in. And so he said, this year he told the Lord, he said, Lord, ask him again, what you have me to do, Jesse? He said, I want 1 year's salaries for my people put in the bank. So I have a year's salary already in the bank. Now he said, he already took his whole staff to Hawaii and paid for everything. But I tell you what, he believed in God, didn't he? He got it working for him. You see, when you hear testimonies like that, you're supposed to say, well, now, Lord, I'm next. Because I know you're not a respected person. I'm next, Lord. You just show me what Jesse is doing that I don't know already, because I'm going to do this I just heard him say. I'm going to start doing that part. But if it's a more to it, let me know that. You see, that's what God wants all of us. He wants all of us to be the same way. He wants all of us to be able to go and give when he said give. When you say, Lord, I want to do this, he's going to tell you, okay, go ahead, because you obey me. You do what I say do. Jerry Savelle said that he said, the Lord didn't even tell him either. He said a missionary needed a van. He said, I found out he needed it. He said, I told myself I'm going to get that guy a van. He said, boy, he said, I scuffled that money up and gave that guy that van. He said, now, when I gave the guy the van, I was through with it. And he said later on, he said he was finna buy some property. And the Lord told him, don't buy it. He said, well, why not, Lord? He said, it's right across the street from where I got it. I'm going to have to move. The Lord said, you're asking too much. Don't buy it. And he said, all right. He said, he didn't buy it. He said, that property changed hands a couple of times. And he said, wound up the city had the property. And he said, they came out to him and talked to him because he was close to the property and gave it to him. That's what he said. He said, he gave him the property. I forgot how many acres he said it was. He said, because the Lord told him, don't do it. Just hold on. And he asked him, well, why you do that for me, Lord? He said, well, you know, I remember when you bought that van. He said, you did that. You did that for me. He wouldn't help that van. See what I'm talking about? Boy, you did that for me. You went to see. You don't have to a lot of times wait. You just see the brother with a need.
Hallelujah.
You see? And when you see a need, you say, now, Lord, I want to do that. I want to be the blessing to that brother there, that sister there. They trying to do a work for you. Yeah. Instead, you get out there and criticize them. You know how we do, you know. Hey, he is trying to be a missionary and ain't even got no car. Look at the most shoes he wearing. Talking about being, no, go get him a pair. That's what you do. You say, well, I'm going to get him a pair of shoes. Lord, that's all I can get right now. If you tell me to do something else, I'm going to do that. But I can get some shoes, you see, because we believers. We trust God. We see a brother with a need, we go to a brother. You see, how can I help you? Can I do this for you? Hear my phone number, call me if you need me. If I can be a blessing to you, I will be. Boy, that's the attitude we ought to have. Amen? Amen. But that comes on a renewed mind. You see, when that mind is not renewed to the Word of God, that mind don't think like that. It don't act like that. But you know, I told you all last week when we was talking, we just barely getting into this, I told you that Romans 12, chapter 1, 2, and 3. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, that you might know. Present your body as a living sacrifice to God, that you might know what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, that you might know. See, we need to know. Half of us don't know. Since we don't know, we don't do nothing. You see, there's nothing that we do. I tell you, the ministry of helps is so big with God. Ooh, the ministry of helps is big with God. It's so many people that God has anointed to come along and help you get the work done that you need to get done. Now, all you have to do is be sharp enough to know God sent them to you to help you to get the work done. You see, when you come along and help God get the work done, that means that you're a minister of help. How about that old boy who let Jesus borrow his grave? You see, brand new grave. He didn't know he bought that for Jesus. But you see, he was willing to help. Not only that, those people that helped, they came along and asked. You know, Nick went ask for the body. You're a Pharisee, now he going to ask him for that body. You know, during the holiday time too. But those people came along to help. We have to have the same mentality. These people aren't even born again folk. But they was there at the time God had needed the help. I couldn't figure out Matthew. Could you figure out Matthew? He's a tax collector. Bought a lot of money back in them days. A lot of money. All Jesus told him was follow me. Once he jumped straight up and came. Left the money and everything. You see what I'm saying? Wasn't saved. Just come on. Just come on with God. You find, boy, I tell you what. Born again, people won't do it, Chad. You tell them, say, come on, follow me. We going soul winning. We going to get some folks for God. Well, now, I'm going to lunch right now. And when I leave there, I got to get back to the house. My partner's going to meet me. We're going to play video. You know God listening to yeah. Sometimes you wonder what God said when he hears us talking. You know, say, good Lord, you know. What is wrong with, you know? Well, come on, let's go. We going to, oh, no, I got to go to the doctor. They healing over there. Now I'm going to the doctor. My doctor said, but you mean you're going to put above with God what your doctor said? You see? Yeah. And saved people I'm talking about. Saved people. And they go and they do these things without thinking about it. But if we thinking like he told us to think, on the good reports. The good reports that Jesus in town by his spirit and healing people. He delivering people. You see, if it's just, that means it's a righteous report. You see, if it's over in the love walk, that means love covers the multitude of fault. But sometimes we out there trying to find fault. You know how you fault find, you know. You just ain't looking for them, you know. But you fault find, you know. You know what I mean, Christine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what I mean, huh? You weren't looking for no fault, but you see that wig so-and-so had on? That song on that turned sideways, she was still getting it. You see that? I see it working. You fault. Let us leave the wig alone. And then the thing go beside and straighten it up. Say, I want to help you. Don't let us guys do that. You women do that. Because you going as guys might get slapped. You know, see. Yeah, you trying to help me. You leave my hair alone, boy. But we are not fault finders, you see. We are blessing to people. And that's what we want to do with that renewed mind that I'm talking about now. Now I know I'm giving you a lot of examples and so on and so forth. And I'm not going to get to meditating today because we ain't got but a few more minutes left. And then after, you know, after get so far out of rope, you start looking like something to eat. You know, I'll be walking there, this boy. Say, he looked like a piece of cornbread. You know, I'm ready to go eat. But no, we want to stick to, but let me give you some other stuff. We want to stick to the Word of God when it comes to this, because our mind has such an important part to play in our Christian walk. See, and we have not considered that to the degree that it should have been considered. The only way, this is the only way that we're going to please God. The only way, after we get to the place where we are, that's by the renewing of our mind. The only way. We're going to be able to help God no other way if we don't have his thinking. See, if we don't think like him, we won't be. That's why he said to Isaiah, he said, come on up here and let us reason together. Your way is not my ways. See, and my way is not your way. You know, he said, but you come on up here and you let us reason together. Okay. We cannot have the mind of the world. And if we're not going to have the mind of the world, we've got to have the mind of Christ. Now, we know we've been given that, don't we? Corinthians, what, 2:16? That we do have, we have that mind, and it was given to us by God that we put it that way, that we put it to work that particular way. And we don't want to act like the world because we know we get the world's results. And that's what we're not after. That's where the sin and death stroke is, over in the world's result. We don't want the world's result on it. Let me see. So, I didn't tell you everything I need to tell you on this, but I'm going to cut this one off so I will be able to get to those. And then maybe next week we can come back with some more points in the renewing of the mind. Let's look at that scripture that we was talking about, in it was 8, 5, and 6, right? We talked about it in Romans. Was it 8? We went to 8. We went so many in chapter 8. But to be spiritual minded, you know, that was the one. It's both of what we talked about, Romans 8, 5, and 6. 5 and 6, we were talking about. It gives us the scriptural answer to what we talked about as far as our topic was concerned. And so our topic was talking about the peace of God. So to be spiritual-minded would be life and peace. And so we know now, being spiritual-minded, we have to think like the Word said think. Not only do we think like the Word said, we got to do act upon what the Word of God is telling us to do. Now, Isaiah 26:3. How do we stay in perfect peace? Keeping our mind on the Lord. He said the same thing that we got out of the New Testament. A mind stayed on him. See, our perfect peace is by keeping our mind upon what the Lord had to say. At 26:3-4. Probably would be the best way to go at. Way we can keep our mind on him is, number one, is what I told you, is by thinking the ways that think, by prayer, praise, and by meditation. What we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about it to a great degree so we can put it to work, because they, like I told you from the beginning, all of this will work together for the renewing of the mind. Now, it's too bad that we're born again and we're saved and we don't have the layout for the renewed mind so we could go back to it, you know, in steps. Instead, if I'm going to renew my mind, I have to practice it, first of all. I have to line those things up the way God is telling me, and I have to think this way. This is the way he told me to think it. If I don't think this way, I'm not going to please God. I'm going to think the other way. And the other way is not going to please God. You see, too many times us believers, we know what people thinking. You know, we know what people finna do next, you know. And you say, well, I just knew they was going to. You didn't know anything. You're just guessing at that. You get rid of that kind of mentality. See, the Bible said, oh, nobody know what the next man thinking, except the spirit that's in it. It's the only one. If he don't tell you, say, well, no, I'm just thinking that up. I'm just conjuring that up. I'm just going to let it go. That is not God. And I'm not going to do that because that don't dictate to the renewed mind that I'm after. And if I'm going to advance with him, I must have this mind. I must have it. I can't get around having it. Okay, so when we get over into meditation, we probably know what it means, most of us, because we have some knowledge of it. But it means to to ponder, to plan in your mind, to purpose or intend. The Greek word implies to revolve something into the mind. You know, revolve means just carrying it over into your thinking, and it is also translated as image. So we can do, as we talk about it, we can talk about imagery, because when you begin to use your imagination in line with the Word of God, you can always find out what's behind the word. Because, you know, you begin to use the imagery by using the Word of God, thinking on that word and allowing it to expand. Sometimes it goes into a vision. Sometimes it sends you to work. You know, it gets you a good strong concordance or a good dictionary. So let me go see what this means that he's talking about. And what does it take to bring it to play? You see, and what's tied to it? You know, just like if you use the word repentance, you know, what all tied to repentance? Do you know, do that just mean turning away and turning back? Or does it, you know, it allows you to go dig and say, well, what make repentance work? You know, the word of God or preach word will work repentance and make you turn away from it. But it comes through meditation that you'll ask yourself some of these questions that you don't ask no other time. And when you begin to ask these questions to yourself, many, many, many times, the Holy Spirit will bring it alive to you. See, once it come alive to you, as you begin to meditate, you'll tell yourself, oh, I see it. I see that. I see that. I see that. But you know one thing, it came out of your spirit. Now, how come there's things that happen when we do this? Because we are doers of the word. God told us to meditate day and night in his word that we might be prosperous in this world that we're living in, that everything we do will be prosperous if we spend time with him meditating his word. Because a lot of things that you meditate goes into your spirit. That was one of the main reasons that put me on that study, you know, because I realized that the scripture says in Proverbs, as a man thinketh, is so is he. But see, in order to get to your heart, it got to come through your head. So if God is writing what he's saying, he is, he said, well, what? Cast down the images that come against the word. Don't even take them. You see, they coming to you. I mean, your more bad thoughts coming, you might as well forget it. They coming. The devil going to make sure they come. You know, he going to find out the area you weak in, he going to really shoot them to you right there. But see, he'll try you. He'll just bump around until they find it if you allow. But you got to cast down the images that's coming against the word. And you got to bring, that means that if I obey what Paul told me, I'll just, when it start coming to me, I'll open my Bible to that Philippian chapter and I'll go and ask, now here's what I'm going to think on. If these things right here that he told me to do, whatsoever things, honest, lovely, just, good report, virtue, praise. I'm going to think on these things, that the peace of God, I'm going to work that peace, come on me, and it'll keep my heart and mind. That's why the devil fighting you, isn't it? Say it'll keep it. It'll keep it. Now, I'm thinking over here what the fight is and how to beat the fight. Now, I can't beat the fight by sitting around thinking about it, because the thought won't be the thought. But I got to speak that out of my mouth. Back to what I said, the communication of your faith. See, when you speak it, you communicate. See? And the faith is, the communication of your faith will be what? It'll be the word, folks. Faith and the word are synonymous. You can't get no faith. Faith comes by hearing the word. You see? So when I confess my faith, I'm confessing what I believe God has already told me that belonged to me. I'm confessing that. You see, and as I confess that word out of there that he told me that belonged to me, that word will manifest itself. See, that word is what God is looking over. That word is what he watched to perform. See, I can't get him to perform nothing else. Yeah, I might well forget it. If I can't get the word over here, he can't perform nothing. That's why when a person don't do nothing, he don't get nothing. He get the same thing he's doing. Not a thing. But anyway, what we want to do is we want to keep that running. See, You want to keep everything that's pertaining to me. I got it laid out right here, you see. It's this healing I'm looking at, you see. I get up and do my healing scriptures every morning. I don't care how I feel. They ain't got a John Brown thing to do with it. I just get right on up there and say what the word of God tell me. By his stripes, I am healed. You see, Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sickness. He took, but I just take that this morning. I just take it on this morning, you see. And the peace of God is working with me because I'm putting the word out here this morning. I take it, I take it, I take it. And I tell you, devil, you defeat it. I remind him. He know you defeated, but I remind him, devil, you defeated. Under my feet, where you go. You see, you get up. It don't matter how you feel because this is the way we're living now. You see, when we weren't living that way, we get up and turn the radio on. Listen to what the DJs had to say. He tell you it's raining outdoors. He's going to put your overcoat on and all that stuff, right? Which is nothing wrong with that. But if I turn him on, it'll be tomorrow because right now I'm going to do what God said. See, I'm not following that system no more. I'm following God's system now. Now that I'm following God's system, I'm doing what he say do, keeping the word first place as much as I know how. Keeping the word. If you're smart, you lay down on it and get up on it. That's what you do. You just lay down on it. Say, devil, let me remind you from the lay down. And then slap him with that word two or three times. With that sword, you know, just slap him with the sword. I'm looking for sweet sleep. Just like Jesus said, you see, I believe in dreams and visions. When I lay down tonight, I thank you, Father God, and I'll take it. You got a good dream for me. You got a vision for me. I'll take it. See, I just open myself up to all that. Just lay down and you just take it. And just begin to thank and praise God for his goodness, his kindness, and let it be made known to him. I want to do what you said do. I want to walk in love like you said walk in love. I want you to say good, well done, that good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear you say. But see, I can't hear you say that if I don't know what to do. I won't know what to do if I don't ever ask you what to do. So I'm out here asking you. You see, I'm out here every day, Lord, opening myself up. I'm asking you to send laborers. Use me as a laborer, you see, to go get people. And when God quickens you, you go in there and say something to him. So, you know, if you don't do nothing but invite them to church. So, well, Lord, I just couldn't think of nothing but to invite them to church. Patricia's going to get us some cars, you guys. She gonna, so we'll have some cars to give people with the address and stuff on it. And we can just say, here's our church is right here. You can come and visit us on Sunday. And when you come and visit us on Sunday, my pastor will take you to Piccadilly. Yeah, see, I said, don't laugh at the Piccadilly thing. It's good eating. I'll take you to Piccadilly. And you can say yourself, I'm doing what God said do. Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You see, and then after a while, you get bold about it, you know. What's wrong with that leg right there? You want me to pray for you? See, you weren't saying that at first, but you had to get up to it, see. You're working on it, you see, and you get up there and you say, yeah, I pray for that leg. Well, they be trying to go, no, let me get you right here. You ain't got to go outdoors. Get you right here. Just look at me. Don't look at nobody else. Just look at me, you see, and you pray. You see, God will heal her right there. And then somebody else might catch you outdoors. Hey, say, come here. I got a leg. Here, look at mine. Get him a card and invite them too. See, that way you do. See, I tell you, God is no respected person. Now, you see, he's talking to this church at Philippi. He's talking to these people at Philippi, and you know how that church got started, right? We all talked about it. Remember we talked about how the church got started? It started in jail. They're down in the dungeon. You know when they went down there and they had that earthquake? These are the same folk he got saved down there. He's talking to these people now. He's telling them how to live, you see? Oh, I want you to think like this, act like this right here. You do this right here. These were people that was in jail. Got the jailer saving everybody and started the church. Now he's preaching to them by way of letter. See? You remember? We talked about that. And you remember what he said later on? Y'all the only ones sent me offerings. Anybody that got out of jail and got jobs, they ain't able to give money to the gospel. Y'all the only ones sent money to me. Out of all the folks. Yeah, but I'll tell you, that word works, boy. I'll tell you what. Took them from out of the dungeon, on top of the dungeon, to going to work. You see what I'm saying? Doing what he said do. How much more should we do it? If we do what the word of God is telling us to do, the results is there. But we'll start together. We'll stay together. We'll stay in touch with one another. We'll call one another. And we'll come to the place that we have something going on all the time. See, we said, well, we can go to church and we can get something. Because they got folks over there landing out fresh, rich, and I need to have something. And I tell you what, at the time, you know, some people, you know, just not morning people. Some people, evening people. So we have something going on at evening time. You can't get in this morning, come this evening. So when you talk to people, you can tell them, so no, we're ready 24/7. You tell you want to go over there, go over there. If you get there at nighttime, Abel will be there. He'll let you in. He'll let you in. You can go in there. He'll tell you, you just lay right there. Somebody will be here after a while. Oh, man. I tell you what, Abel let a lot of folk in this church. Y'all, Abel be here do a lot of work in this church, boy. Look. When I talk to him, he's already done that, Pastor. Already got that done. They tough when they come. Already got it taken care of. But that's the way it ought to be, see? That's the way it ought to be. So we don't have to have a great big building to do all those things. We just use what we got. Because they was having church in people's houses. Yeah, working in and out of houses, and they was having church. And people were getting saved. Miracles was taking place. Healings was taking place. Because of the fact the gospel was being preached and the truth was being told. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to practice these things. We're going to put them to work in our lives. We first going to get our minds renewed so we can know some things. See, we can know some things. You know it in your heart. You know it. You said, now I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be doing this. And I'm not ashamed when you come and tell me what you're supposed to be doing. If it's available, we'll help you. See? If it's available. If it's not available, I'll tell you it's not available. But you stay here till it become available. If God got you here, just stay. Well, hold on. It's coming. It's coming. Just stay with us. Amen. Man, anybody got something? Okay. If ain't nobody got nothing, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to take a few minutes and just get quiet. Then we're going to come back and dismiss. We ain't got about 6 minutes. We're going to come back and dismiss. I should have stopped 4 minutes ago and gave y'all 5 minutes. Okay? Just a few minutes. Just everybody just get kind of quiet before the Lord here. Okay, everybody look back. Anybody got something this time? Anybody? Oh, good. Just say it. Patient. Amen. 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 Somebody hand go over. Okay. I got, present your body as a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service, and you can keep doing the sacrifice. That's what I got. You ain't got, when you miss it, you ain't got to just come back and sacrifice it again. Come back. Keep sacrificing. You know, you don't have to bring a sacrifice one time. You can just keep bringing your sacrifice to God. See, till you get it right. You see, I missed it. I bring it back. I sacrifice it again to you, Lord. You see, yeah, present it as a living sacrifice. Now, what are you doing now? You're bringing the mortification, the things of the flesh, all the things that work against you. If we get a renewed mind to what God and think like God's a thing, we can excel because we're thinking like he think now. We're not thinking like the world thinking any longer. See, when the world, you get the world thoughts going on, you stop, you hesitate. You're dubious, you're double-minded, just like James said, and a double-minded man. Oh, y'all know that scripture, good. So we don't want to be that way. We want to be single-minded. We want to be God-centered and single-minded on the word of God to get results. To get results. I tell you how, we're going to put the sickle in for us over. Amen. We're going to bring in the crop. Amen. Hallelujah to God. If you will, stand on your feet. If you're here today and you say, well, I'm not born again, I want to be, it's a good time to be. We'll pray with you to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you're here today and you say, I'm not Holy Ghost filled, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and the Spirit will give utterance, we're here to help you do that. We'll just pray with you, and the Spirit of God is here to fill you and give you your prayer language. You can have it when you leave out of the door. If you're here and you're sick in your body and you say, well, I want you to pray for me, we'll pray for you. Because the scripture is so plain. If any sick among you, let them call on the elders of the church and let them come and anoint them with oil and the prayer of faith and raise them up. I didn't say it all the scripture, but most of it. Yeah. So we'll do that if you're here and you meet any of those requirements. If not, Father God, we thank you for this time that we spent together in the word. We thank you, Father God, that we're not hearers only, but we're doers. We are setting ourselves now to line up to think like you think. to act like you act, to talk like you talk, to get results like you get results. We know as we begin to talk that talk and walk that walk, we'll get results. We are not hearers only, but we are doers of the word of God. We're not double-minded. We're single-minded on the word of the living God. We are putting that word first place in our lives. We are coming together as a body. We realize now how the body works. We need each other. One part of the body can't work without the other part. We thank you, Father God, that the things you call us to do, we'll do those things in Jesus' name. Now, ministering spirits, go before us and make our way safe and prosperous in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Don't forget about Raymond tomorrow. You guys can make it over and talk to Renee, hug her neck, and tell her, you know, not only that, but talk to Mike James, too. Talk to all of them over there. Talk to Kim James. Talk to her. Tell her she got grandkids. Everybody going to be over there. So just go over there. If you can't talk to them, hug their neck. God bless you. See you next Sunday. Don't forget to bring somebody with you.